Welcome to the Fandom Podcast, episode 144. This is the show that brings together geeks and nerds from across the fandomverse to analyze the news and discuss your favorite TV, movies, comics, and books. This is our weekly roundup, but first, he's legendary anchorman Nick English.
You stay classy, fandomverse.
And this is Weekend Update with Jeff Dumas.
News? Oh, sorry, wrong podcast.
Wrong show.
I'll get there.
All right, coming to you live from the Fandiverse, I am Brandon Ushio. All right, so this week, the first thing that we have to talk about is some feedback from someone. I think I'm going to call this the ongoing chronicles of actors who were played by other actors while watching themselves in shows or something like that. It's a working title. So William, he sent in some more based off of what Nick was saying. So he sent in Austin Powers with Tom Cruise. He also said, which is when Nick said it might be Tom Cruise.
That was what I was saying. Like, in Austin Powers, it is Tom Cruise. At least that's what I thought you were saying that it might have been
Tom Cruise and not Matt Damon.
There's definitely a Matt Damon moment, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm probably never going to figure it out until I watch the movie again. So,
well, William is absolutely determined to give you references that maybe it is. I mean, he's got Pee-wee's Big Adventures with Paul Reubens, Spaceballs with Mel Brooks, Tropic Thunder, Ocean's 12, and you mentioned the Ocean's 12 with Julia Roberts in your examples.
Yes.
And then he says that Dexter watched Harry and the Henderson in the TV show Dexter. And then later, John Lithgow is in there and is a killer. It's spoiler, yeah, maybe. I never actually thought about that.
That's the best season, too, is the John Lithgow season. It's called The Trinity Killer.
And then he sent us a link with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Talking of pronunciation, let's put this to bed once and for all. Is it pronounced Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal?
It's pronounced Yelenhulehe.
Yelenhulehe.
Very hard to spell as well, isn't it? How many L's?
There are three L's.
But where do they go in the word? Nobody knows.
There'd be two ones start at the beginning. It's top heavy.
Okay.
All right. So we were way off in our pronunciations last week.
Gyllenhaal.
Oh boy, and I thought people butchered my last name. So anyway. So thank
they
you,
always
William.
Butcher mine too.
Yeah, English. That's a tough one.
Because they can't even say the own what they speak.
Because people just assume your last name can't be exactly like the language.
It's funny how many people look at it and then look me straight in the eye and say, "Hello, Nick England." Like, did you not just read?
You didn't even try.
Like, Nick England? No, read it again. England. One more time. Well, England.
So my sister-in-law's maiden name is Mason. And my brother's first name is Mason.
Wow.
And so when they were filling out a lot of paperwork, there was a lot of, wait, so you guys are already married? Yes, she took my first name as her last name.
it's like in the medieval times where it would be Jeff, you're Jeff, and it would be Jeff's son. Right? That's how this works?
Just like Odin's son.
Thor, Odin's son, and he calls Coulson son of Cole.
Son of Cole, yes.
Which is hilarious. Which is a big deal in the cartoon, but a quick throwaway line in the actual movies.
Kind of funny Thor stuff. Movies. Thor. You know, I went and saw Thor again this past week. And, well, because I've got a movie pass.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No, I went with a friend. And he said, hey, let's go see one of those comic book movies you're always talking about. And I said, sure. And he's all like, so we've got Justice League or Thor. I'm like, I've already seen Justice League twice. Why don't I go see Thor twice? And then I can decide if I like it anymore on the second viewing. You know what? None of the humor really is funny the second time. There's a couple lines that still made me laugh. Yep. Most of it just did not get me excited and did not make me laugh very hard.
I highly suggest you go listen to Nerddome's review of the movies simply for the moment that Charles shut down Kyle. Well, he didn't explain that very well. You mean how they explained it, like blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious,
that
actually.
Was like, oh, I am so on Team Charles right now.
Yeah.
It's like the movie reviewer was going off on this big thing, and then the guy that's not a fan of Thor movies at all or Justice League movie
It was on. It was talking about Justice League, how they didn't explain the mother boxes. Like, oh, you mean how they said if they come together, it'll form apocalypse? Well, yeah, but they didn't. You mean exactly how they explained?
Well,
that was a pretty good episode. Yeah. I have to say.
Well, my favorite thing was Charles saying, "Oh, I don't have any expertise in DC except for the fact that I own a comic book store." Like, I got what he was trying to say because he's more Marvel than he is DC. Yeah. However, he owns a comic book store. He can't say he's not an expert. So, all right. So thank you for that feedback. If you want to send any, if you're listening to that and thinking, hey, I want to send in some feedback, you can head over to twitter.com and tweet at us at FandomCast or facebook.com/FandomPodcast. Good old email, feedback@fandompodcast.com. There's lots of things. I am sure that there is something that we are going to say in this episode that you, while you're listening to this, are like, that's wrong. I need to explain that to them better. You know what? I do this. I listen to a ton of podcasts. I do that. And I think, oh, I should write in. And then I forget to write in. I'm going to challenge you. Write in on something this week on a podcast that you listen to, whether it is our podcast or somebody else's. When you think, oh, I should write them about that, do it. There's nothing podcasters love more than getting validated. And being validated, part of being validated means that people are actually listening to you and care enough to respond to what you're saying. All right. So that is the feedback. And so I think at this point, we are ready to jump into the news. Sponsored this week by William. Head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast to find out more. That's right. We're starting. It's not just sponsored by you. It is sponsored by you individually. We want to point that out. So this week we're saying William. Next week it'll be somebody else. If you want your name on there, head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast.
And if you are a patron and you don't want us to say your name,
yeah, please let us know. We're sticking with first names. We're trying to be careful.
Or if you want us to say a different name than what your given name is.
Right. So like if William wanted us to say Guillermo.
Put that on.
Ah.
Sure. Or if he wanted to be called Captain Poopy Pants.
There are many
I don't
times.
Know. I mean, honestly.
You just want somebody to make me say Captain Poopy Pants.
If you ever go to lunch with Nick and they say, what's a name you want us to, what's your name when your order's ready?
Yeah, Hercules is a go-to. Or something. The other one I do is Lord Voldemort. I say that a lot. I kind of look at the person and see like, okay, are they going to, like, what kind of person is this person? And there was one time I was at a sandwich shop. This is the best. And this is why I do Lord Voldemort. And I told them Lord Voldemort. And the girl looked down, like, after my sandwich was made. And she got this really confused look on her face. And then looked up and said, "He who must not be named." And I went, "That's me. That's me." And I just went and took it, and I did.
Did you give this person a tip?
I was like, "You are awesome, and that is why I do these things, because you're my kind."
All right.
Thank you for playing.
So, speaking of our kind, I don't know. That's not a transition. That's not a thing. So, our first news story is that Disney.
Wow.
Remember? Well, no, we actually didn't talk about this because in the same week. So previously, it was rumored that Disney was going to be purchasing Fox. And so the news story came out, the internet went crazy, and that was like on a Monday that came out, and then by like Wednesday it was like, oh, talks have fallen through, it's not actually a thing, they had talked about it, it's not going to happen. And so we didn't even report on that because we were like, oh, it was something that might have happened then didn't happen. Wall Street Journal is reporting that Disney is possibly going to be buying Fox by the end of the year. And when I say Fox, I mean 21st Century Fox, the movie division. I'm not talking about the Fox News Channel. They're talking about the movies. What this will do, primarily, if this comes to pass, the biggest thing in my nerd brain here is like, the X-Men get to come home. The X-Men get to go to Marvel. And they get to bring in the X-Men into the MCU. There are other things that it will do. I'm trying to remember. They've got a bunch of other property that Disney could do some pretty cool stuff with, but it very much seems like a superhero buy to get Marvel bringing it back to them. What do you guys think about one company having so much power and so much control of an industry?
It makes me kind of nervous, but at the same time excited. You know, I don't really know what I mean by that either. But you're saying, oh, the X-Men could join the MCU. I don't think I want that right now. Like, we are too far into the MCU to also have to explain, by the way, there's these group of people who are just born with powers. And we haven't talked about them in 10 years? You know, it's...
I think they could do it. I think it'd be really easy. The only thing that that makes me scared for something like this is that then there is no one to tell them, or there's nobody to show them that they can do it better. Now, right now, Marvel's king, right? But what happens when they get complacent, or they just say, you know what, let's just pump out the same old thing because people are going to watch it. Now, we've kind of talked about this already, that, you know, we might be starting to get superhero fatigue in a way. And I think that there's a lot of studios that are doing different things. But yeah, I mean, if there's just no one to say that's a bad idea, Vince McMahon, don't do that, then you're going to get the same old stuff all the time. And then it'll get tired. And so that's what I'm worried about.
It doesn't necessarily mean that all the stuff will be released under the Disney banner or the Marvel banner. They could still be releasing things under Fox, because there was a time where Disney owned Miramax. And when Disney owned Miramax, they released Clerks. They released Pulp Fiction. And so they didn't necessarily have an issue releasing different kinds of things under the Fox
banner. And I think that that's probably why
the Miramax banner.
The reason why that was is because Disney at that time was definitely trying to keep a image that they are family friendly no matter what. They don't have that reputation as much anymore, because now everyone knows that they own everyone. But I still think that they try to do that. You know, like, I mean, they don't say a Disney, like this Disney movie, and open it with the castle and everything. They open it with the Marvel Studios logo and say, this movie is Marvel Studios.
Lucasfilm.
Yeah. Lucasfilm, same thing, you know, so.
You do the Marvel or Lucasfilm logo, but Tinkerbell still jumps from one end to the other.
I like it, Jeff. I like it. Make it happen. So I just had a thought. I just had another thought about this. Another property and some more rights that are going to be coming back under one single house is Star Wars. Fox owns the distribution rights to Episode 4.
Really?
And so Fox is 21st Century Fox is still in charge of Episode 4 for distribution rights. It has something to do with the contract. All the other episodes are with Disney now. However, Fox has that first one, and it had something to do with some weird contracts that they did. But rumor had it that the reason why we could never get an unspecialized edition of Star Wars is because Fox wouldn't do it. I mean, George Lucas was a big play in that, but they were like, yeah, well, no, we'll keep changing the edition every 15 years so that you have to keep buying more and bringing it, giving us some more money. But if Disney owns the distribution rights for all of Star Wars, you may be able to get an unspecialized edition out of this.
Original cut. That's what we should call it.
Original cut.
Yeah, because it works so well for Blade Runner. No, that'd be fun. And also, I thought, just because, and if Disney ends up with the X-Men and Fantastic Four, it means that we might get a good movie down the line. We're not force-fed another Fantastic Four movie because they can't lose the rights. When they should really lose the rights. So they wouldn't even have to do anything MCU related. They could just be like, look, we've got them and we'll work on them and we'll see what we can do. Original cut of Star Wars would be cool.
Here's one thing. Bleeding Cool had an article about this. And one thing that Bleeding Cool pointed out to me that I found very interesting. So Wall Street Journal is the one reporting this. And Wall Street Journal.
Are they owned by DC or are they owned by Disney too?
Probably.
No. They are actually owned by the Murdoch family, who owns Fox.
But the Murdoch is a lawyer in Hell's Kitchen.
Butt-a-ma-ching. different Murdoch family. Oh. Different Murdoch family.
Oh, you mean a real one, not a fictional one. Got it.
We're talking Rupert Murdoch, the really rich person who owns the Fox empire, essentially. So, I wonder, part of me wonders if the Wall Street Journal was told, hey, here is a quote-unquote leak. We want you to put it out in the press to make it sound, let people talk about how much they want this. It's just like when an actor leaks out, oh, I've been in talks about playing Obi-Wan Kenobi, because their PR person was all like, we're going to show Lucasfilm how much hype and how much excitement would be behind this person playing Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so I wonder if part of it is the Murdoch family saying, hey, Wall Street Journal, here's a leak. Go ahead and post about this so that we can get some leverage with Disney. Some more of the rumors were that Comcast was looking at purchasing as well. NBC Universal Comcast, that company, that conglomerate there. And which, you know, they're another content company right there. So maybe this article was trying to start a bidding war so that they both knew that both of them were going after it. I don't know. I'm torn. I would love to see this property go back to Disney for the Marvel and the Star Wars, but I do like having diversity in creators out there. I don't love the idea that one company controls so much that they can pretty much tell movie theaters, hey, this is, if you want to show any of our films, this is the deal. I know the local movie theater here does not love dealing with Disney and their requirements, because they've got, you know, our drive-in has one screen, and so they only want to show a movie 1 or 2 weeks.
And you Disney requires one screen. I've got like 8 X amount. I've also haven't been to a drive-in since Age of Ultron, so yeah.
And then
I love the drive-in.
There's a little tiny theater called the Ritz that has only a couple screens. Bum, 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 so.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, sorry. No one up.
You okay there?
He was quoting the movie, The Ritz.
I was quoting the movie. Quoting, he sang the first part, and I was being Young Frankenstein. Falblucha.
Young Frankenstein's monster.
All right, anyway. We back? Wow. Nick, do you realize what you just did? You pulled Jeff into one of your quote tangents.
I started.
I love it.
I started.
Yeah.
What?
He pulled me in.
I did the dun 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 dun.
That's true. You did. Song. You did.
Putting on the Ritz. I knew it was one of those.
All right. Okay. Next news story is that you can say goodbye to Olaf. Apparently, it's summertime. So Olaf had this 22-minute short. It was like some Christmas. Olaf's Christmas, where he's looking for traditions and stuff like that before Coco. And apparently this week Disney has instructed theaters that are showing Coco to stop playing the 22-minute short. So if you want to see that Olaf movie, you need to get in there before December 8th, because Disney's like, nope, we're not doing that. However, my family, that's the reason we haven't gone to see Coco. I asked my wife, should we go take the kids to Coco? And she's like, I heard it was good, but I heard that it was really long. There's like a 22-minute short. There's like a 30-minute short out there that you have to watch before you even get the movie. And my kids have a hard enough time sitting through one movie, let alone a movie and an episode of something. And so
your kids seem to do all right with Justice League. I mean, they did have to go to the bathroom in the middle of it, but they seemed like they were sitting.
Well, that may have been their dad's fault with the giant icy.
yeah. How dare he?
Dude, it's going to be on the special features DVD. So if you really don't want it, I mean, I guess if you want to see it in theaters, then now's your time to go. But it's not like you're not going to be able to see this for the rest of your life because your child is going to be like, I want to watch Olaf every 5 minutes.
Hey, just let it go. Let it go. All right.
Actually, I'm kind of lucky because my son does not like Frozen at all. But I do have a daughter coming, so...
Yeah, but by the time she can pay attention to things, Frozen will be long gone and we'll move on to the next
thing. Dude, it doesn't matter. Cobra's favorite movie has been out for, what, 16 years?
Well, I'm saying is there might be, that means we have, you know, your daughter might enjoy Coco or whatever. You know, there's still hope for the lack of Olaf in your house.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so 16 years. I think it's 16 years, yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's see. So here's the last thing about Coco and Olaf's thing that I want to ask you guys about. Apparently, Disney is asking theaters to use the newly freed up time to hold extra screenings of Coco each day. What do you think about that?
Because, okay, so how many we got? 5 showings, 22 minutes, 22 times 5, do the math.
110.
No,
that,
I refuse.
110, that's not enough time for
like
one.
You have to be showing at least 5.
The movie is an hour 50.
And yeah, so you need 120. So you're pretty dang close.
There are...
They just have to extend... Yeah.
Like tomorrow we'll in
start at 10 at minutes
my theater,
earlier and
there's yeah. three showings in 3D and 10 in regular. So
I, you know,
it seems like
it's just silly that they just demand stuff like that all the time. They're just like, "You know what? We've got a brilliant idea.
We know a way that this can make even more
Why don't
money?
You do one more showing for us?"
Yeah, I.
It's like we are Walmart.
I wonder how they're going to call them Walmart. How they can justify that? I wonder if there are any teeth to that request. Like, you have to do this, or else we're not playing ball next time. And I just thought,
or if they're just like, hey, suggesting, hoping that people will do it. I mean, it doesn't hurt them by any means to say, hey, this is a recommendation. Now that you've freed up all this time, but at the same time, it is kind of like, really, Disney.
In the movie theaters, there is somebody whose job it is to say, all right, this is our schedule. This is how we do. This is how often we're going to play things. And think about the scrambling. They thought, okay, I got the holiday movies all buckled in. My schedule's all good. I get to go take some time to be with my family this holiday season. And then Disney says, hey, you know that 22 minutes? Guess what? Not anymore. I feel for those people. I hope at this point in time there's some kind of computer program that does that. If anyone's listening who works at a theater, Troy, if you listen to this, figure out how they do that. I know there's got to be some kind of computer program that you can be like, here are all our movies and how long they run and how long all the trailers are. Figure out my schedule. But if not, there's got to be some massive spreadsheet that somebody runs. All right, so now that we've said goodbye to Olaf, say hello to James Franco. A couple weeks we talked about how James Franco was rumored to be starring in a new Multiple Man movie. Well, Franco has confirmed it.
Well, hold on. Franco has confirmed that he is going to be doing a hard R X-Men movie. Multiple Man is probably what it's going to be based on rumors. But he's only confirmed a hard R X-Men. Let's not jump ahead of ourselves.
Well, I just have to say this, though. This is only happening if it's not bought by Disney. Wait, no, I'm just kidding. I know, because they don't do hard R.
Oh, man. You know, if Disney does buy Fox, the next Deadpool movie is going to be nothing but jokes about, oh, can't show that. You know, Deadpool grabbing the camera and panning away saying, oh, sorry, Disney, you know.
That is if Disney lets them have that much autonomy.
Yeah, if they actually let them make
which
fun
they
of
better.
Them.
Which it'd make them a lot of money. You know, it's like
it
you
really
know it's funny.
Would.
I think it's funny that when Deadpool came out, everyone was all like, oh no, studios are gonna learn the wrong message that we want R-rated X-Men movies. Oh no. And then hey, maybe we do want R-rated X-Men movies.
You know,
because you know, right now it's 2 for $2.
I don't know. So I went
you know,
so I told you I went and saw Thor again, and this time I got there early enough that I could see the trailers, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching the trailer, and I had not watched the New Mutants trailer yet. Hadn't watched it. And I'm sitting there with my buddy and I'm talking to him and I'm all like, man, if there's one genre of movie that I just don't get into, it's horror movies. Like, I don't get why somebody would watch a movie like this. Like, cause I, you know, there was like four of us in the theater and nobody was really paying attention to the trailers, and so I didn't catch half of the trailer. I just caught the jump scares and things like that, and you know, because we were talking and being horrible theater guests, and so I didn't catch the parts where they were like, oh, superpowers, mutants, blah blah blah. And then also I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely not seeing this movie. And then up on the screen flashes New Mutants, and I'm like, maybe I am. I don't know. I don't know if I can see this movie.
According to IMDb, this is directly from the parent's guide on IMDb for New Mutants. Fox is aiming for a PG-13 rating, so expected MPAA rating rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence/terror, disturbing images, brief strong language, and some sexuality/nudity.
Yeah.
So Fox is trying for PG-13. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, there's a lot of horror movies that are PG-13. Like,
I know,
they can do it now.
So if this is Multiple Man, it could be a really cool show. There could be some really cool things, but it could just scare me. And I don't know. I don't know. Like Logan, I liked. I liked Logan. It was a good show. Deadpool, the humor, just I could tell from the trailers, it's not my kind of humor. Don't love that kind of comedy. New Mutants, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to watch it because I'm not the horror type. We'll have to see about this James Franco hard R film. Even New Mutants PG-13.
It's the hard in that thing. The hard in that headline makes me worried. Like, come on, just R. Like, don't. Saying that you're confirming a hard R makes it sound like you're going to be doing some pretty twisted stuff. Just say rated R, and that makes it seem like you're not forcing it.
No, here's the thing, though. Like, if they say hard R, and they set those expectations now, then that makes it so that every little kid that says, hey, Dad, I want to go see this James Franco movie, then they know. They say, no,
that
you're
works
not seeing
so
that.
Well,
that's
for
like
Deadpool.
Deadpool, and you're not seeing it. I'm sorry. It did, but I guarantee you that there were some responsible parents that saw that and said, okay, we're not going to take our son to that, you know? And yeah, maybe now they'll learn their lesson again. They'll be like, hey, you know what? We took them to Wolverine, the Logan movie. Whoops, we shouldn't have done that. Maybe they learned their lesson. I don't know.
There are some teenagers who tried to convince their parents that it was just a romantic comedy.
Well, that was Valentine's Day.
Nick's
that was Valentine's Day marketing.
Yeah, he did. He's a pretty funny dude. He actually did that. So my nephew, he has kind of found his calling. There's like an improv group in his high school, and it is pretty awesome. Like, he's pretty hilarious in it. We should have him on the podcast someday. We got to talk about this. When we talk about the Psych movie, because he went to the premiere and he saw like the one they had in Salt Lake this week.
Oh, he did?
We should have him on for the Psych movie. Yeah. They had a tour of three cities where they were going to premiere the Psych movie, and you had to go on and say, hey, our city wants it. And, you know, Comic-Con just said, go do this. And we did. So Salt Lake was their first stop. And then there's two others that they're going to: James Rodé, Dule Hill. Tons of the cast were there. They did a Q&A. It was a big deal. It was pretty awesome. And he went with his mom, because they're both huge psychos.
And that's PSYCH-O, right?
No, they are literally insane, and I'm kidding.
No, that's what they call themselves, the psych fans. So yeah, we should have him on. His name is Spencer Riley, but I like to call him the silliest duck.
I'm sure that nickname won't stick.
Oh, it has. He's 16, 17 years old now, so.
And he looks about 30.
Bingham High School Improv Group. It's pretty funny. I was very impressed. I wasn't expecting much going to a high school production, but I laughed a lot at it. So, there you go.
The Phantom Podcast is not sponsored or affiliated with Bingham High School in any way, shape, or form.
And that's more for Bingham High School's protection than for ours.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm looking at the news stories that we've done. We've had Disney, Disney/Fox, we've had Disney, we've had Fox. Why don't we jump into something that's not Disney or Fox related? Let's do Fantastic Beasts. They have come out recently, and David Yates, who is the director for the Fantastic Beasts movie and for a bunch of Harry Potter stuff, to be honest, his filmography is pretty good. He came out and he defended having Johnny Depp on Fantastic Beasts as Grindelwald, which at first I thought, you know what, this is really interesting because of the atmosphere in Hollywood right now, where any man who has done harm to any woman, they are being called out on it right now. And here we have,
and ostracized for it. Like, not even just that. Like,
they're
they
being
are
fired,
being like
they're
shunned
being,
from movies,
yeah,
canceled, like, fired,
it's
taken away, put in a hole, and
it's being
to death.
It's being treated really
while cameras
seriously
are not showing because they don't want to be accused.
Well, you know, it's kind of about time, because there are a lot of men who have done a lot of bad things. What I found really interesting, and this, so I came into this article ready to be all like, yeah, but they need to. They're just, this guy is just protecting another guy, blah, 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 blah. And then he pointed out something, and this is something, because I've had a lot of thoughts about this lately. So what Yates said was, honestly, there's an issue at the moment where a lot of people are being accused of things. They're being accused by multiple victims, and it's compelling and frightening. With Johnny, it seems to me that there is one person who took a pop at him and claimed something. I can only tell you about the man that I see every day. He's full of decency and kindness, and that's all I see. Whatever accusation was out there doesn't tally with the kind of human being that I've been working with. And then he started talking about how several of Depp's exes have come forward to defend him. And so saying that Johnny Depp was never abusive. And so I think this is the lesson that I wanted to take from this article. It's so easy to be like, oh, there's an accusation against this person. It must be true. But what we're actually seeing in Hollywood right now is not one single accusation is not enough to bring down a person's career. There has to be multiple people. There has to be a pattern. And then at that point, and I am sure HR departments are doing their due diligence in investigating these stories so that they can't get sued for wrongful termination. You know, Yates says, by testament, some women in Depp's life have said the same thing. That's not the human being that we know. So I don't know. Do you guys have anything else to add to this? It's pretty, after reading that, it seems pretty straightforward. I'm a little happier with Johnny Depp in Fantastic Beasts after reading this.
I don't want Johnny Depp in Fantastic Beasts, but not because he's a wife beater. it's just, he doesn't seem right. Like, you know, Johnny Depp, go be Captain Jack. That's there's your paycheck. Go do that. Let's save the franchise for another actor. I don't know why. I don't want Johnny Depp in this movie.
Nick, you saw Murder on the Orient Express. Didn't you say he did a good job in that?
I liked him in that movie. My thought is that we don't know how Grindelwald is supposed to act. Like, we don't have anything in our minds. I mean, even the books in Harry Potter, Grindelwald is only mentioned as a person that Dumbledore had a crush on, is insinuating, right? So, of course, Jude Law and Johnny Depp are going to hook up. Like, that makes sense to me. Both beautiful men. Okay. But, and so, you know, me saying, oh, well, he's wrong for the part. I have no idea what Grindelwald's supposed to be. He's going to make up Grindelwald for me. And so that's fine. The only thing I'm going to have a problem with is that if it's just Captain Jack. Now,
it's going to be Captain Jack, but blonde instead of darker.
Well, and we don't know that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what we're worried about.
Yeah, that's what I'm also saying, too. Like, I don't want him to be a drunk guy that's just like wobbling around and stuff. But I really don't believe he's going to do that. I mean, with the descriptions in the book, if he stays true, I'm sure that there are a ton of people on set saying, sorry, you can't be a drunk idiot. Grindelwald is not that. He was one of the greatest wizards ever. There's this epic duel that he's going to have, and nobody's going to think that Dumbledore is going to fight this or fall in love with this drunk idiot. Like, that just doesn't make sense. And so I know that somebody's going to call him out on it. I'm having faith, and I'm okay with it. So yeah, I think he'll be good. I mean, we'll see. I mean, he's a good actor. He's a great actor. He's just kind of gotten typecast for the last 5, 6, 10 years because he did Captain Jack, and people loved that character, and so
loved.
Yeah.
Past tense.
Yes. First movie, maybe the second. I liked the second, but I liked the second. I like the second one because of Davy Jones. Like, he made that movie. He was so good. Bill Nighy.
Yeah, I call awesome. Pirates a trilogy with movies that should have not existed.
Afterwards, yeah.
Yeah. So I looked at David Yates' upcoming projects. Fantastic Beasts 3 through 5. So there's Grindelwald and then Fantastic Beasts 3, 4, and 5. Oh, do we need that many movies?
Yes, we do.
Like, do we though?
That's, yes. Yeah, we do.
That's a lot.
We do.
Here's totally the thing. Yep, Jeff, you don't need to see all those movies. If you don't need to see them, you don't. Yes.
It's like Star Wars. It doesn't matter. We want more. Like, we can have kind of a dud in between. Like,
you keep using that "we" word. Something I say at work all the time. Like, oh, or at work the other day, someone said, oh, let's see if we can not screw this one up. And I said, we? No, I'm not doing anything with this. So yeah, it's.
Well, and you're perfectly within your right to say, you know what, I'm done. I don't want to see this. That's fine. But I think there is enough fans out there that it warrants having that many movies. I mean, I really believe that this is my generation's
so Harry Star Potter Wars. So all-time like, franchises,
you know,
that have made the most money. Number one is Pokemon, and I believe that has all to do with Pokemon Go last summer, where people were buying stuff and just making a ton of money off of stupid digital purchases that didn't really cost anything. So Pokemon,
dude, totally caught a Ho-Oh this year, this week.
Are you still playing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So Pokemon is number one.
Two of them.
Number two is Star Wars, and number three is Harry Potter. And the difference between Star Wars and Harry Potter is not that big.
And it's also 20 years.
So you're completely right. Harry Potter is one of those things that will sell. It's number three all time. I think we're looking at an ongoing, until the bottom drops out, they're going to keep making money off of this.
Do we know if they consider Marvel part of that franchise thing, like that list? Because, like, that would be really interesting to see, like, if they just group Marvel and then obviously don't count comic book sales, but just movies.
So I've been playing a game called Trivia HQ, and what it's kind of an interesting game. It's a game that you can play it twice a day at here Mountain Time, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And it's a live game show where you participate on your phone. And there's a $1,000 pot. Today there was an $8,500 pot. Whoever made it through all of the trivia questions split the pot equally. And so I've been playing it. That was one of the trivia questions. And so that's the source that I had for that. But I'll have to look it up and see if they included Marvel on that. All right. So when we talk about Disney and stuff like that, let's stay off of the Disney train. Jeff put together the news articles for us in our doc today, and this won't make sense to you right now, but it will in a minute. But I have to give Jeff props for this, for the headline that he put on here. That Chuck movie has a villain is what the headline is. So the Shazam movie starring Zachary Levi, aka Chuck from TV's Chuck, they announced that they will be getting a villain. So the villain's going to be Dr. Savannah, which is literally the only other villain that anybody on our podcast could name for Shazam. Right? So
yeah, and
that's okay. Shazam doesn't have a huge history. I mean, kind
of. He's
does,
only like one of the oldest characters in all of comics, things. But you know, he doesn't have a big history.
Yeah, but he's not like a he's, you know, like he doesn't have his own series for a really long time. I mean, he might have, but I wasn't a part of it.
Go watch the Nerdseek video on who owns the rights to Captain Marvel. It's my favorite video of theirs. Also, it's very informative of the whole Shazam, why it got changed to Shazam.
The whole copyright issue behind there. That's why. So Hollywood Reporter is reporting. Good thing that they're Hollywood Reporter. Mark Strong is in talks to be to play Dr. Savannah. Mark Strong, you probably recognize him the best from Kingsman. He is the, can't remember his name in Kingsman all of a sudden. What was that?
He's Merlin.
Thank you. He's the really smart guy, the bald guy. So Merlin from Kingsman.
You recognize Merlin. Mark Strong was also the bad guy in the first Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movie. But I think his best role was clearly Sinestro in the Green Lantern.
I saw that he was going to be playing the villain. And the headline that I saw or something like that initially said, Shazam has found his villain in Mark Strong. And I thought to myself, Sinestro is going to be Shazam's villain? And then I was like, okay, that obviously is not what's going to happen, but
He was also in that movie you guys give me crap for never seeing, Stardust.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I can't believe you've never seen that, Jeff.
I haven't avoided it. I think here's what happened. When I had an opportunity to watch it, I was in the hospital and I was falling asleep a lot, and my mom just kind of like,
you know, I'm not going to give you too much crap about that. I had to, though, because you said we do. And so I was like, well, I guess if he says we have to give him crap, I'm going to give him crap.
It's anytime Charlie Cox comes up, it's like, I've never seen him as anything but Daredevil. And you guys always in unison say Stardust.
That's true. He was in Stardust. So.
Anyway, Mark Strong currently rumored to play. When I posted that article, I thought it was a confirmed, but IMDb and apparently the rest, if I actually read that article, it would have shown me he's only rumored. I think he's a good fit.
Yep.
He's a good villain.
I don't disagree. He's the only other villain other than Black Adam that any of us could think about. All right, so the Chuck movie has found its villain, Sinestro. All right, thank you for that.
Hey, real quick, before we move on, can someone make me a poster of that? I want Chuck with, like, somehow a movie poster of Chuck with the Nerd Herd and all that, somehow fighting Sinestro. Make it happen.
Sinestro? That'd be funny.
Yeah, because Mark Strong was Sinestro. Yeah. And anyway.
Okay. So
that's funny.
You're welcome to wait until the movie actually comes out and there's a poster and you can, like,
copy
you have
it.
Something to work off of, but, you know.
Make it happen, Internet.
Make it so.
Okay. So we have some more Warner Brothers news. Last week we talked about how Harley Quinn was going to be getting an animated show on the new DC streaming service. And this week we've got some more news about that DC streaming service.
That DC streaming service, William was not happy about.
Oh, no, he was not. No, he was not. It's just another streaming service.
He contacted us on Twitter saying, wait, is that real?
Yeah, as far as we can tell.
And he replied with a gif of Darth Vader going, no.
Yeah, he involved somebody else, and they gave a better answer before I was able to. And so I was like, oh, yeah, yep, it looks like that's handled. All right, so Brendan Thwaites of the Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales, which is apparently the movie that never should have been made, is that what I'm gathering?
I haven't seen it. I cannot judge, but what I hear is that it's not good.
So he is going to be playing Dick Grayson, a.k.a. Robin, and we got a first look at his costume, and we'll put...
He's going to be Dick Grayson?
Yeah, that's what it says.
So why does he have a staff?
Because it looks cool on TV.
Just throwing that out there. Because Dick Grayson uses excrimas if he's going to use anything. Now, maybe he does. Maybe it's like an Injustice thing where they, like, combine them together.
Yeah, there's a coupling
can, like,
in there.
Take
them
apart
you just can't
and
see.
Beat them with two people, but it still bothers me. Tim Drake Robin is the one that uses a bow staff, at least in my world. I could be completely wrong.
He is still currently cast as Nightwing on IMDb, so this might be just like a... This is clearly just a flashback image of some sort, but it's like...
It looks fantastic.
Like, yeah, he looks like Robin.
Like, I have no qualms with this image at all, unless they say he's Dick Grayson.
Like, wow. I'm looking at his suit right
just
now, and I am very happy with how they have decided to not make Robin be like, oh, I'm the bright, colorful target that you shoot at. And actually, it looks like he's armored up with some carbon fiber fabric in there. And I think this is going to be good. If they can make the whole thing look this good, I'm okay. I could pay for that. But yeah, basically, Titans is going to come out on DC's streaming service. Man, they need to put out a name so that we can start saying it instead of DC streaming service, DC's directed consumer digital service.
I thought you meant the show. I'm like, it's Titans. What are you talking
about? It's Titans. No. They need to come up with a name for DC's direct consumer stuff. Now, I've also heard rumors that it's not going to just be a TV service. So you sign up for it and all of a sudden you get access to DC's digital comics. And
I'm listening.
See, and I would be on board with that.
And the TV shows, and because they've got a large digital cache of stuff that they just need to figure out a way to make money off of. So it sounds. So one of the things that I heard from somebody who said that they could not say where they had this information from, which means he could have been making it up, is that they are looking at putting video games and comics in there as well, which. Could be cool.
That'd be cool. They also cast, I don't know if we talked about this, they also cast Beast Boy. According to IMDb, it's going to be Ryan Potter. He is currently the voice of Hero in Big Hero 6, both the...
Oh, I love him.
He's also Harry Potter's cousin, right?
What?
He's also Harry Potter's cousin, right?
No.
No?
That is Harry Potter's a fictional character, while Ryan Potter is.
And Beast Boy is not, please.
Okay, fine. Beast Boy is cousins with Harry Potter. Whatever. Anyway.
Dude, Hiro Hamada.
What?
Hiro Hamada.
Oh, I thought you were saying Hiro Potter. I'm like, no, that's now you're.
No, Hiro Hamada. Yes. Potter.
He was the voice of Hiro in both the TV series and the movie.
This is Cho Chang's, like, cousin.
What?
Cho Chang is a character on Harry Potter. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, the name sounded familiar, and so
she also has a fling with Harry Potter, and so that's how they're connected. She is also Asian.
So he's the, so Beast Boy has been cast as Hiro.
All right.
There you go.
Hiro Hamada.
While we're talking about casting news, let's go back to Disney. They're Beast inevitable. Boy. They are the giant 800-pound gorilla. They have the, they are the black hole. The, you can't escape their gravity well. So we're talking about Disney. Disney has announced that they have cast its live-action Mulan star, which people were kind of waiting with bated breath for this because they were concerned about whitewashing it. And the actor...
Dude, they're not going to whitewash. I was never concerned.
The original script,
I mean, look at who they
bought.
Cast for
the original script
everything
they
else.
Bought had it whitewashed. Now, granted, they changed a lot of stuff. There was a big internet back or big internet backlash against this. So Lee,
dude, Lion King is perfect. I don't
Lee
care.
Yifei has been cast. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but so Chinese actor Liu Yifei has been cast to be Mulan. And
it might be, oh, it's Yifridge. It's
it
Yifridge.
Yifei Liu. According to IMDb, you have it's Yifei Liu, not Liu Yifei. I might be wrong.
Liu. Okay, so this is it is. The Liu is her family name. Okay. Yifei is.
Oh
the...
wait. Okay. So her name on IMDb is the Yifei Liu, and then in her bio it says Liu Yifei. And I'm probably pronouncing everything
so
in that sentence wrong.
So it's the way that. The Chinese names are sometimes switched around, and I'm not exactly sure. But some
there was one time that I went to go see the like what are the tombs of like the statues
the terracotta
that they had
warriors.
In the yeah those warrior things, and they had them on tour. And I remember my dad is just classic, like offend every race with every
well,
word
he's
he
English,
says. Like I mean,
literally.
he just grew up in a time where it was just like. Whatever, right? And so when we went, my mom was like, oh, do you want something from here? And we didn't normally get stuff, but they were giving sketchbooks that, you know, had blank white pages that had like the stamp of the, you know, the thing on the front. And then there was a person there that would write your name in Chinese, you know. And so, you know, the lady asks, so what's your name? And I said, well, my name is Nicholas English. And so she writes it down, and I don't know if she phonetically wrote English or if she just knew this, you know, the kanji for English. Like that would be really interesting for me to know. I need to go find a friend because I still have it. But then I say, okay, so this is Nicholas and this is English. And she says, no, it's like this. This one is Nicholas and this one's English. And my dad says, yeah, because everything in Chinese is backwards. And she looks at him like offended. I vividly remember this. I was probably like 14. And then she says, no, because we put family first.
Ooh.
That's what she said to my dad. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, so in,
so that's always stuck with me. Anyway.
So I just pulled up a website for professionals who are going to China. The protocol is that you put the last name first, followed by the given name. So her last name is Liu. But so in America, she would be Miss Liu. But in introducing her in China, she would be Liu Yifei. She goes by Crystal sometimes. So if you
because
know,
the rest of her word is the rest of her name is hard for Americans to pronounce.
Pretty much Hollywood and stuff like that. So Crystal Liu is
it's pronounced Crystal.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, because she wants to have, you know, that other demographic too.
So she's been in martial arts pictures. So I'm kind of interested to see how she does Mulan. She was in The Forbidden Kingdom. And that was with Jackie Chan and Jet Li. So she's done some work on martial arts films. Yeah, I think she's got potential. So we have a Chinese Mulan, everyone. I know you were all waiting with bated breath. And then last, we saved for last a little indie film that we're all excited about. Thanks for that headline, Jeff.
Anytime.
So
I legitimately looked at that headline and was like, what indie film are we excited about? And then I clicked on the link and I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to watch this yet.
And you're like, oh, that's right, Jeff put the news. Nothing can be taken seriously.
So the reason why Nick is not allowed to watch it yet is because we will be watching it with him for his first viewing of the Infinity War trailer. So Avengers Infinity War trailer came out, and we're going to get Nick's first reactions on that.
There was an idea.
Wait,
to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become.
Wait, why is he human?
So when they needed us, we could fight the battles.
She's blind.
Well, that was Hulkbuster armor right next to Hulk. They
never could. I like how Scarlett Johansson was there, and you noticed the Hulkbuster armor.
That's probably the best opening for one of these trailers.
Disney Studios presents The Golden Gate Bridge.
In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
Oh!
Spidey sense is tingling.
Spider sense tingling.
Yet to fail all the same.
There's a ring in the sky. Big Hero 6 is going to be in this movie too.
Dread it. Run from it.
Loki has a
Tesseract. No, I'm surprised by that.
Destiny still arrives.
Pale Thanos without a helmet. He needs to shave. Whoa.
Evacuate the city. Engage all defenses. And get this man a shield.
Happy. Her hair's long. Why does she have blonde hair?
She's in hiding.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the
universe. He did.
But this.
Why doesn't he have a helmet on?
He hasn't got to his final form yet.
Because they haven't CG'd it yet.
Dude, you need to know who that Black Panther girl is.
It's Michonne.
Red. Yeah, I know. I'm excited to find out about her. Ah, look at Teenage Groot.
What I loved was Star-Lord's mustache.
Oh, wait, let me see that.
You see,
again.
What they did was they CG'd Superman's mustache and gave it to Star-Lord. I never noticed his mustache. I just assumed it was his regular stubble.
Huh.
The most shocking thing about this movie is it's in fact going to be a hard R. So it's going to be awkward.
There's going to be a lot of death.
They learned the wrong lesson from Deadpool is what you're saying.
Like
a hard R.
Hey, you know how those first like 1,000 movies we made were PG and PG-13? Let's see if we can go another direction with that.
All right, so I liked that trailer.
Yeah.
Because it did everything that a trailer should do. I have no idea what's going on other than Thanos shows up and he starts taking Infinity Stones, which we already know is going to happen.
Yeah, it's kind of the plot.
Right?
Of the movie.
I mean, it's kind of like if you don't know and you haven't figured that out yet, even if you're not a comic book person.
It means you haven't watched any of the other movies.
Yeah, and you haven't paid attention. And then there wasn't anyone in there that I didn't think, like, that wasn't a surprise. Like, it's like, you know, I mean, everybody, I mean, it's just all the movies. I didn't see Ant-Man Wasp.
Sure you did. They were just,
they were just really, really small.
Might have just been that I just didn't see them because I've only watched it once and I haven't dissected the trailer, and nor do I really plan to. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, it was cool. I liked it. Thanos looks kind of weird to me, but...
That is the current consensus. That Thanos doesn't look right.
I mean, He's a very purple. He's a very light purple, and everything we've seen him in it. I mean, he's been in the dark, so he hasn't been in like pure sun. But everything has been a much darker hue, so that's kind of odd to me.
All right, well that right there, ladies and gentlemen, are our first impressions on the trailer. Okay, so they're Nick's first impressions. Jeff and I have watched it a few times, but
yeah,
it came out. I don't know. I think that the majority of the scenes that they put out were put out because they're like, well, these are the ones that we have the CG done on because this is going to be a very CG-heavy movie. These credits are going to be long credits, people. They have multiple studios working on the CG, I'm sure. Yeah.
I really hope the end credit for this movie is the Deadpool end credit of "Why are you still here?" or Captain America's "Patience."
Well, and I like that it started with Fury, because I still don't know what's going on with him, and it might just mean because I'm not watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is his name even pronounced Fury? Maybe it's Furry.
It's funny. I'm looking at the cast, and I don't see Nick Fury.
It's because he's a spy and he's keeping it secret.
But like Nick, like Samuel Jackson has a deal with Marvel that he's not just credited; he is and Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. It's never just Samuel Jackson's in the movie. It's always Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury. Anytime you see his name in the like post credits or anything. Post credits. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Like, so I found an article that says August 15th that says Samuel L. Jackson isn't in Avengers Infinity War or Avengers 4.
That's sad. So when was the last time we saw Fury? He was...
And it says he's also not in Black Panther.
Well, yeah.
And he's not happy about it.
That's the perfect movie to put him in. I'm sure...
Samuel Jackson's never happy. Come on.
He was happy when he got a purple lightsaber.
Samuel Jackson says Nick Fury's sitting out Avengers Infinity War.
The last time we saw him was when he was hidden on the run in Winter Soldier, isn't it?
He came back for Age of Ultron. He was on the helicarrier when Sokovia was all
floating. That's right. Huh. That's, and yet they used his voice.
Well, like I was saying, that's my favorite opening for a trailer, because I'm sure none of that is actually in the movie, but it's a great throwback to what Samuel Jackson said in the first Avengers, of there was an idea of bringing together a group of people. And it's also kind of hints at the Marvel, at the Avengers Assemble cartoon, where the second season or so opened with Nick Fury saying, and there came a day unlike any other, and stuff like that. It is a great look. This is the point of this movie. This is why we made so many movies.
15 years now since Iron Man came out.
Iron Man came out in 2008.
No.
Want to bet?
No.
Iron Man, 2008. Same year as The Dark Knight. I don't know what those have to do with each other.
But you remember it. Okay. So 9 years. For nearly the past 10 years.
It'll be 10 years come Infinity War.
10 years come Infinity War. This is what has all been culminating to for 10 years. 10 years. Oh, man. They're going to be... This is like their reset point. This is the point where they can reset so much.
7 years if you count the first time we saw an Infinity Stone.
10 years. So here's the reset. I'm excited for the reset, because it's either going to do amazing things, or it's going to say, wasn't that a golden age of comic book movies? So I'd be interested to see if they can capture that lightning in a bottle again and do another decade-long project. But all right, any other comments?
So I was just thinking of one more thing. So Thor, we all want to know what happened to Mjolnir.
We know what happened to Mjolnir.
Or if he's going to get it. Well, or if he's going to get it back. And I was just thinking of a comic that I have read where Mjolnir has been destroyed, and then they forge a new one, or they forge him a new thing. And it looked eerily similar to that moment when he's like backlit and he's holding on to these two like handle things. I mean, I could be completely off base, but I do remember something in the comics of that.
I think I'd be okay.
Where they like reforge him stuff, like reforge him a hammer.
I think I'd be okay with a hammerless Thor. I don't know why. It gives him a handicap. You know, like
that big circle thing. Like they show him holding on to stuff, and then they zoom out, and there's like this image of a circle, and then like bigger stuff. Yeah. That is very reminiscent of like a forge that he makes a new Mjolnir.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm okay with him. Okay, let me rephrase. I'm okay with him getting another one, but that seems like a detail that doesn't need to be in this movie when there's needs to be a lot more details.
So here's the thing. Yeah. What you just said about that being a handicap for him, I feel like that Mjolnir was handicapping him.
Well, I mean, it's like, Thor, fly over there. I can't. I don't have my... Well, it's like in... maybe he can. I don't know. But in Age of Ultron, there's a moment where Bart, when in the beginning, when Hawkeye goes down, Thor says, "I'll get him to the jet," and he swings his hammer and flies off. Well, he can't do it like that anymore. So he'll just fly off. It gives Thor the characteristic of relearning his powers.
Okay.
I've only seen Ragnarok once. I don't remember if
he doesn't really fly. He doesn't really fly in Ragnarok without Mjolnir, right. But he does some. His moves are a lot more powerful after he loses Mjolnir. So. All right, well, I think that's a good place to wrap this episode up. Thank you for listening to our news roundup. If you enjoyed what you heard, head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast and help us to create a community of fans over there. If you can't afford that $1 a month right now, we get it. We've all been there. Send us some feedback. You could, no matter what your budget looks like, you can do that. Feedback@fandompodcast.com, @fandomcast on Twitter, or facebook.com/fandompodcast. Also, we are doing another Funko Pop giveaway for our patrons. We're going to be doing this one on New Year's Day. And so sign up to be a patron before then, and you can enter to win.
So I have a question to our fans about that about the Funko giveaway. Did it help or hinder that we didn't tell the non-patrons what the Funko was? On here, had we said it was a Luke Cage in his classic costume Funko Pop, would you have been like, "I'm going on to Patreon"? That's what I'm curious about.
Also, this week, patrons have an extra special access to a discussion that Nick and I did where we built a Christmas special using a show from the fandoms based off of our discussion that we had last week. So head over to patreon.com/fandompodcast to access that. There's an RSS feed in there that you can drop into your podcatcher and you'll get access to any of those special bonuses that we put there. If you guys would prefer us to put like all of the episodes in there, just let me know. I can do that too. And then if you want to help support the show, the primary ways to do that are our first Patreon, like we've been talking about. Also, you can sign up for Audible and get 2 free books. Head over to fandompodcast.com/audible for that. I just finished Artemis. It was a really fun read. So we also have a 7 days free trial on CBS All Access by going to fandompodcast.com/CBS. Or as you're doing your holiday shopping, head over to Amazon by heading to fandompodcast.com/Amazon. And you're going to send a commission our way when you use that link. And until next time,
who's on first?
No, I refuse to debunk a classic like that.
May the fandom be with you.
I'm going to turn the lights off in my
room. Well, then I'm going to have to.
So tell me when we're ready.
I'm ready. So go ahead and turn off the lights. It was playing.
Okay, hold on one second.
It was playing when you said, "I'm going to turn off the lights."
There's a proper way to watch a trailer. I don't watch them very often, so.
All right, you ready?
Might as well do it right. Let me turn up the volume here. Okay, I need to get the microphone out of the way. All right, here we go. So I have one more thought about Thanos.
Hurry.
Just thinking about it. So he looks old in like everything else, but then he looks young, like Stone Cold Steve Austin young with Bruce Willis. I wonder if like when he receives an Infinity Stone, if it makes him youthful.
What? It's like the plot to Hocus Pocus.
Sure, or something like that. Like maybe it gives him more power, makes him youthful and buff and stuff. Like maybe that's something. I don't know. It was just a thought. Because I was trying to like justify them like changing his character completely.
It's Earth's sun. It's giving him different types of powers. Oh, wait a minute.
Because he's Superman now?
I don't know.
Anyway, that was just a thought.
Is something a lot of people are saying. Thanos just looks weird. But it's only because we've seen him 3 times now. And he looks nothing like the other times we've seen him.